Saturday, December 21st, 2019, and this is J.M. Phelps with today's Liberty Minute. As the Trump administration, the Afghan government, and the Taliban continue to jockey for a so-called peace deal in Afghanistan, it has become quite pressing for Philip Haney and I to address the fatal flaw we see unfolding as each day passes. The Trump administration is missing a very dangerous point. There's a blind spot, and if our country doesn't move into position to see what's moving along right beside them on a global scale, a fatal accident is going to happen. There's a branch of Islam that has never received the level of attention it deserves. Until now. It's called the Deobandi Network. The center of gravity of the global Islamic movement is moving from the Arabic-speaking Near East to the Pashto Urdu-speaking part of the world, the Indian subcontinent. This movement is driven by the momentum of the Deobandi movement, the very same people that were involved in the San Bernardino shooting, the Pulse nightclub massacre, and the Sri Lanka church attacks on Easter Sunday. The greatest coalition of jihadi fighters in history has formed, and it's called Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, AQIS. National security experts and intelligence agencies around the world seem to have overlooked the fact that many of the organizations operating in Afghanistan and the Indian subcontinent are Deobandis. We can make a so-called peace deal in Afghanistan, withdraw our troops, claim that ISIS and Al-Qaeda will no longer be operating in Afghanistan, but rest assured we're going to see an increase in jihad fighters coming from further east, from places like Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Myanmar, and for that matter, Sri Lanka. The war on terrorism cannot be won until we recognize the enemy standing right here in front of us. Keep your eyes on the Indian subcontinent, because that's where the many heads of the Islamic Hydra are rising up. Learn more at LanternofLiberty.net.